So let's now move on to inheritance tax. Interestingly, in the autumn statement, the Chancellor said that he'd increase the frozen IHT nil-rate band, which has been £325,000 now for a year or two. That he, in the autumn statement, the Chancellor said he'd increase that by 1% from 15-16 onwards. And yet when we look into the details, he seems to have reneged on that one, and it will be stuck at £325,000. At least until 2019. But of course, that's the other side of a general election, so anything could happen there. But at the moment, we're stuck with the £325,000. Now, the reason for that, interestingly, if you look at the policy objective behind that, it's all about trying to fund the cap on reasonable care costs, which at the moment they're pencilling £72,000 for older people, but that's not going to come in, this cap on expenditure, until April 2016. So the Chancellor is sort of playing, he's teaming and lading here. This is classic robbing Peter to pay Paul. And he's mindful of the fact that people work all their lives, they have their house, and yet when they go ill and they need to go into a care home, they have to sell their houses. They don't like it. Nobody likes it. It's very unpopular. And that this is part of this package to try and fund this cap on care costs. So the new care costs rules appear to be coming in under current announcements in April 2016. Right, I think that's all I need to say about the nil rate band for IHT, but I would like to make a point about another IHT point, which is transfers to non-domiciled spouses. Now, this was first mooted as an announcement in Budget 2012, and it looks like it's actually coming in now from April 2013. Now, if you recall, if you have spouses for which also read civil partners and they are both resident in the UK, so they are UK tax residents. Now, they will also, in my very simple sketch here, be UK domiciled as well. So just say me and Faye, my wife, that we're both UK resident and we're both UK doms. So if I want to transfer assets to Faye or Faye wants to transfer assets to me, under the IHT rules, we can do that without limit, okay, because we're both UK doms. But supposing you have somebody who is a UK spouse married to somebody who is a non-domiciled spouse, for which, again, read civil partner as well. In effect, this new proposal will allow people to transfer money to their non-dom spouse. And instead of the old £55,000 limit being in play, that's going to be linked now to the nil rate band. So it's going up to £325,000. Now, that's nowhere near as generous as the UK dom to UK dom situation that I painted up just a second or two ago, but it certainly is a whole lot better than it was in 2012. So that is definitely a step in the right direction. And the policy objective there, if you look at the notes on the HMRC website, is that the government's trying to ensure that UK DOMs and non-UK DOMs are treated in a, I love this word, similar manner for IHT purposes while protecting tax revenues. Okay, that's as much as I want to say about IHT. I want to quickly return to a kind of a, well, I'm going to call it a mock CGT issue, because I want to talk about Vince Cable's mansion tax. And there are two angles here. There's the sort of the annual charge on the mansion tax, and there is the second angle, which is the CGT angle, which I want to mention very briefly. So I'm now going to put my Lib Dem hat on and talk about very expensive houses. And what am I talking about here? I'm talking about residential properties that are valued at more than £2 million, and a lot of those are going to be in places like central London, where they are held by certain non-natural persons. That's the phrase that's being bandied about, for which read offshore companies, if you want it really simply. It doesn't have to be an offshore company. It can be a trust. It can be another sort of corporate wrapper. But it's a residential property, a high-value residential property within, and I'm very loosely going to call this a corporate wrapper, although the latest Vogue phrase is that they are called enveloped buildings. I love that. I think I prefer the corporate wrapper. But enveloped buildings is the latest buzz phrase from HMRC. Now, what we're going to get is an annual tax on these enveloped dwellings, and that will be coming into effect in April 2013. The HMRC website shows the details of that, and I don't propose to talk about that, but it's like a super council tax, if you like. But the other angle, which is the CGT angle here, is that CGT will be extended to cover these non-natural persons. Seems odd, doesn't it? For all these years, we've been saying, oh no, if you're a company, you don't pay CGT. But this is the one example where, because then these offshore companies are not sort of proper trading corporate bodies, and therefore there's no obvious exposure to CT, so we're dragging them in to the CGT net. That's the Treasury argument here. So there's going to be a CGT exemption to these non-natural persons who dispose of UK residential property that's above £2 million. So very much a high sort of net worth point here. But I do know that from talking to people on the Tax Update series in the past that a few AAT members are acting for people overseas who have bought significant properties in the UK. So I guess this is a sort of a high net worth point for them. Okay, well, I think that concludes my AAT 2013 budget podcast. So I hope that's been of some use. I'm very much looking forward to seeing you down the trail. We've got the tax update series and some other exciting issues happening within the AAT in 2013. And I'll look forward to seeing you then. Cheerio.